It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." If you will sit for a moment, I would like to speak about I am destined for greatness. Amen. I want to read you a little story. And the story goes a little bit like this. Two students were asked to meet their teacher at the start of a trek through the forest. He gave them instructions to follow the path to its conclusion in preparation for a test later in the week. The path had two sides. One side was clear and smooth. The other side had fallen logs and other obstacles in the way. One student chose to avoid the obstacles, running around them, taking the easiest path to the end. He felt clever as he dodged through without hindrance. The second student chose to tackle the obstacles, battling through every challenge in his path. The student who chose the easy path finished first and felt proud of himself. In fact, he said, "I am glad that I chose to avoid the boulders and the logs. They were only there to slow me down," he thought to himself. The second student arrived at the finish feeling tired and regretting the path that he had chosen. The teacher nodded and smiled at them both. He requested that they join him at a specific location in 3 days. When they arrived, they could see that there was a ravine that was a few metrics wide. The students looked at their teacher, and the teacher said just one word, "Jump." The first student looked at the distance, and his heart sank. The teacher looked at him. "What's wrong? This is the leap to greatness. Everything you have done until now should have prepared you for this moment." The student shrugged his shoulders and walked away, knowing that he had not prepared adequately for greatness. The second student looked at the teacher, smiled nervously. He knew now that the obstacles that had been placed in his path were a part of his preparation. He knew now that by choosing to overcome those challenges, not avoid them, he was ready to make the leap. He measured his run up. He sprinted towards the ravine and launched himself into the air. He made it. If you want to make the leap to greatness, you must first understand that life is meant to be a series of challenges that we overcome, not avoid. The messiness, the difficult conversations, the hard work, the discipline, the acting boldly when you don't feel like it, that's a part of the deal. Don't pray that God will remove the obstacles. Pray that he will give you the strength to overcome them and then take the leap. Today I want to take a minute to tell you, you are destined for greatness. All right. Destined is defined as to, directed, or devised for a specific plan. Greatness is you becoming who God has called you to be. For you to become great, you must be called, transformed, and focus towards the goal that God has set for you. Touch your neighbor and tell them, "I am destined for greatness." See, I don't want you to fool me now. See, I don't think you believe it. See, right now, I don't think none of you believe that you are destined for greatness. So I want you to say it one more time, because I heard somebody say you got to say something 3 times before you get it. So I want you to say it one more time. I am destined for greatness. So you got to believe it in your heart that you are destined for greatness. You got to personalize that thing when you say, I am destined for greatness. Because if you don't believe it, then ain't nobody else going to believe it. See, I know that everything has not been peaches and cream. I know that some mornings you wake up and you don't even feel like going to school. I know that some mornings you feel like you're repeating the same thing over and over again. I know that sometimes you wake up and you don't feel like doing what mama and daddy asked you to do. But I come to tell you, it is the boldness in the road that's going to prepare you for greatness. So touch your neighbor one more time and tell them, "I am destined for greatness."
I am destined for greatness.
You got to believe it now. Don't fool me today. Don't fool me today. You got to believe it. Y'all got to believe it. Let your friends know that you're destined.
Yeah.
See, in the distance, you hear the sound of a phone ringing. You feel the urge to pick up that phone. You don't feel like answering. Your mind is lost, and you are captivated by your favorite TV show or video game. But out of the distance, you hear a voice saying, "Pick up the phone." Some of them may be like, "Boy, you better pick up that phone." Some of us may hear, pick up the phone. So when you snap out of your trance for a moment and walk over to pick up the phone, this is the moment that God has been waiting for. The moment that you come out of your trance, the moment that you come out of the abyss, the moment that you pick up the phone and say hello. Because many of us are born and walk the planet trying to figure out who and what and why we are here. But today I come to bring you the good news. For a moment, I want to encourage you on your spiritual walk with Christ. I want you to understand that God has called you to be more than a conqueror. He has called you to be more than just a student. He has called us to be more than just teachers. He has called us to be more than just a parent. He has called us to be more than just basketball players, friends, wives, youth workers, ministers. God has called you to greatness. But you got to believe it. I am destined for greatness. For it says in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. I want to tell you that you all have a spiritual calling. Each and every one of you. See, don't let someone tell you you are nothing, because you have something mighty on the inside. Before you were born, God had already impregnated you with his purpose. He had already infused you with his vision, and he already destined you for greatness. But you got to believe it. All you need to do is give birth to your destiny. See, God has been calling you to his greatness, because in there is nothing but greatness in God. See, you are heir to his kingdom, meaning that on the inside flows greatness. In the scripture, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. This means that God has a connection with each of us. Whether you choose to acknowledge that connection is on you. This means that you have a part of God on the inside, which means you were born with greatness on the inside. The peace of God that's on the inside has purpose, vision, and a destiny. The second part of the scripture speaks about you being set apart. That means you are pulled out from the rest. That means that God has something special just for you. See, your friends right now may be doing some other things that they shouldn't be doing, but you, where you at? In there serving the Lord. That means that you got a purpose that God has for you. This is the call of God. Since you came out of the womb, God has been awaiting on you to pick up the phone that you can obtain his greatness. See, all Christians have a calling. Each calling may be different than the other, but we are still called.
You're right, sir.
In the call comes purpose. In the call, purpose defines reason for existence. When you understand why you're here, then you are set you to the path to become that person.
All right.
This is the first step towards achieving greatness. God calls you to be a $100 bill, but you're living a life like $1 bill.
Right, sir.
You are shortchanging yourself right now.
Yeah.
Who of you don't want $100 in their pocket? I got my hand up, and I'll put up 2 hands if I can. But right now, God has called you to be more, but you're shortchanging yourself. See, don't get it twisted. I've shortchanged myself a lot of times.
Yeah.
But now, that butt clause means that something's about to change in my life. See, that butt means that I'm ready to do something different than I was doing before.
All right.
See, I got to do something different. See, your mamas and grannies and daddies, man, we're going to get happy right here. Because I remember someone saying, everything that devil stole, God's giving back to me.
Yes, sir.
See, once you get to that butt clause in your life, then you can go back and get everything back that the devil has stolen from you.
Yes, you can.
I want to tell you, stop shortchanging yourself. Be all that God has called you to be. When you're up here doing anything for the Lord, give it all that you got.
Yeah.
Don't you hold back not one thing from the Lord. You give him all you got. It don't matter if one person give you a clap, a praise, a hallelujah, or a thank you. Because you ain't doing it for people. You're doing it for the master.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Don't let it fool you. You are destined for greatness.
Yes, sir.
See, you, when you shortchange yourself, when you ignore the call of God.
Yeah.
When you ignore God's call, you're losing your signal to God.
Yeah.
See, there are consequences to ignoring God's call. One way we ignore his call is by losing our signal. Uh-huh. Losing the signal can set you back. This means your connection to God is getting weak. You know, you got your phone, right? And when you're going into certain places with the cell phone, I know everybody familiar with the cell phone in 2014. Sometimes when you walk in certain places, you lose your signal.
Yes,
well, it's no different when you're out of connection with God.
Right.
You lose your signal. And that means you get off your path. See, you are searching for reception in your life, meaning that your purpose is off track. You're wandering in circles, repeating the same events over and over and over and over again. Life has no meaning because without God, your purpose, vision, and destiny are out of alignment.
All right.
But see, God has already given you what you need to be successful. For it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and God breathed the breath into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. See, on the inside of you is the Spirit of God. His Spirit resonates on the inside of you. What great power you possess on the inside to be the head and not the tail.
All right.
To be the lenderer and not the borrower. See, his team is the winning team.
All right.
When you accept his calling, then you can begin the journey to greatness. But what is keeping you from answering that phone? What is keeping you from being all that you can be? Could it be that I'm worried about what other people are saying?
All right.
Maybe. Could it be that you're afraid to be all that you can be? Could it be that you're afraid to give your best because maybe your best ain't good enough?
All right.
Don't you be fooled by those tricks of the devil. See, what are the chains that are keeping you from escaping from your Egypt, your land of oppression? In Egypt, the children of Israel were shackled in chains, lived in poverty,
yes,
slaves to the Egyptian authority.
Yes,
but one day, God put a man by the name of Moses. He put a call out to him. And when he accepted his calling to do the Lord's will, see, Moses, like you and I, thought of 100 different reasons on why he could do what God had called him to do.
All right.
But I read a scripture in 1 John 4:4, and it says that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Yes, sir.
See, when you are calling in your purpose, in your calling to God, vision is God's vision. If you cannot pick up the phone, you will never be able to make it to greatness.
All right.
You got to be able to understand that God is with you, and no matter whatever you do, you got to understand that his purpose and his presence is with you no matter wherever you go.
All right.
You're going to always be able to do what God has called you to be if you trust in him.
Yeah.
Touch a neighbor and tell him, I'm on my way to greatness.
I'm on my way to greatness.
See, to obtain greatness, I must first transform.
Yes, sir.
Meaning, I must get rid of my old self. I can no longer think the way I used to. I can't no longer walk the way I used to.
Yes.
Because it says in the scripture found in the book of Romans, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, sir.
See, this transformation must occur on the inside and work its way to the outside.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say that one more time. See, that transformation must occur on the inside and work its way to the outside.
Yes, sir.
See, the true measure of a person does not lie on the outside, but what's on the inside. Well,
yeah.
See, have any of you ever watched the Transformers? Have y'all ever watched the Transformers? Have you ever heard of the Transformers?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to tell you, the Transformers going to teach us a lesson today. See, the theme song of the Transformers goes a little like this. It says, the Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers, robots in disguise. See, there's a cartoon called the Transformers, and it shows machines that come to Earth. But on the outside, they look just like regular cars. But on the inside, see, because on the inside, there was something different about these cars.
Yeah.
Just like with me and you, there's something different on the inside. Our friends may call us average. We may walk around, and most of us may be looking like we're average, but we got something on the inside when you come to Christ.
Yes, sir.
And on the inside, when you got Jesus Christ, that means that you are more than a conqueror.
Yes, sir.
That means that you got power that nobody else may have.
Yes, sir.
That means when a boulder is in a road, you can take that leap to greatness. Because on the inside, you got some power. And when you got Jesus on the inside, you can get to some things. See, on the outside, the world see me as a black man, the descendant of a slave, taught to be inferior, treated like less than a human being. My people endured 400 years of persecution and slavery. Every turn, inequality and injustice seems to be at my front porch.
All right.
And despite my best, I am passed over for promotion for someone else who is less qualified. But I'm so glad that I'm a transformer. Because when I transform, they will see what's on the inside.
Yes, sir.
See, because on the inside, I have the spirit of my Father on the inside of me.
Sir.
I've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I am heir to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
My ancestors was once kings and queens. I have the blood of a people who created one of the greatest civilizations on the planet.
Yes,
my Father in heaven has ordained me for greatness.
Yes, sir.
Touch your neighbor and tell him, transform.
Transform.
You got to believe it one more time. Transform.
Transform.
You ain't going to be that average Joe no more. Now you are
6 foot, a 10 foot tall machine of the living God, all with the infinite wisdom of Jesus Christ, which has allowed me to speak things into existence. My faith is strong in the Lord. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. If God be for me, who can be against me?
Right?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, sir.
Now, my brothers and sisters, citizens of the kingdom, let's transform when somebody tell me I can't. Let's transform when the doctor tell me that I'm sick and ain't nothing they can do for me. Let me transform when that teacher say that I need to go to a special class. No, I'm going to transform because I know that the God has sent me for more. I know that he has put me on my way to greatness, and I ain't going to let nothing hold me back.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to get in your situation and transform. Next time when they tell you you can't, transform. Next time they can't tell you you won't, transform. Next time they try to tell you that you can't go this way, that way, tell them I'm going to transform. When they tell you you can't be something, transform.
All right.
See, when you transform, you're on your way to greatness.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. I got to transform.
Yes, sir.
After you've heard your spiritual call,
transform, Reverend.
Then you have been spiritually transformed.
All right.
And now, you have to be spiritually focused. Uh-huh. See, greatness will not come to those who sit down on the couch.
Uh-huh.
You can't play video games all your life. Ain't nothing wrong with a video game every now and then, but you can't do it all your life. You have to become active in your walk with Christ.
Yes, sir.
See, I heard the writer James say that faith without works is dead. If you want things to change in your life, you must remain faithful towards the call.
All right.
For it says in the book of Timothy to study to show thyself approved.
Workmen.
You must remain in the word day in and day night. See, don't think that you're too young to get into the word. You ain't never too young to be into the word.
Yes, sir.
See, Joshua says that you must meditate on it day in and day out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This will allow you to continue your growth in faith and walk with Christ.
Yes, sir.
When Paul spoke to Timothy about studying to show yourself approved, he was telling Timothy, you are going to have to put in the work if you want to do the will of the Father.
Yes, sir.
See, hard work yields results. Yes. Don't let no one fool you. You can't sit down and make it happen. You got to get out and make it happen.
Yes, sir.
You got to put in the work day in and day out. If you want to eat, that means you got to study. If you want to be the best, that means you got to work hard. If you want to be number one in anything you do, you got to be the one that outworks everybody.
All right.
Don't let it fool you. Ain't nothing going to come easy to you in life. The easy road is the wrong path. We heard about that in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
See, hard work yields results. See, the devil will throw some rocks in your path.
Yes, it will.
But you have to keep on moving on.
All right.
See, I read in the scripture that the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end.
All right.
I may not jump out as first in the class. I may not have been the one blessed with the greatest smartness. I may have not been the one who was the strongest on my football team. But I tell you this, I'm never going to give up. I'm never going to quit.
Yes,
I'm going to keep on pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. I found out if God has blessed you with it, you better use it. Yeah. If you want to achieve greatness, you must work for it.
Yeah.
Be careful while you're on your walk to greatness. Try not to visit complacentville, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Get away from the untruthful valley.
Yes,
and get away from lazy lane. Because these are places that will keep you from being all that God has called you to be.
All right.
See, these are the places where nothing happens. And every one of these towns and cities have the same destination.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You don't want to know what that destination is? That destination is called nowhere. They're going to do the same thing
nowhere, right?
For the next 20 years from now. They're going to be in the same place the next 20 years from now.
All right.
While you on your way on up. See, if you have friends from these places, you have to let them go.
Yes,
see,
sir.
Because you have to set yourself on a journey, God will start elevating you in your life.
All right.
See, I heard on the Jeffersons on the theme song, it says, well, we're moving on up.
Yes, sir.
To the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky. See, we're moving on up to the east side. We finally got our piece of the pie. Everybody ain't going to get a piece of your pie. Everybody ain't going to be moving on up the way
yes,
you've been ready to move on up.
Yes, sir.
Everybody ain't made for greatness like you're made for greatness. Because there's something different about you.
Yes,
and I
sir.
Told you that because in you lies God.
All right.
As I take my seat, I want to encourage you to be all that you can be. Because God is sounding the trumpet that's calling you to come out of your mediocrity into his greatness.
I am moving towards things I don't see, for I'm determined to get what God has promised to me. I make changes in the company I keep. No more direction, distractions to stop me. Before I was formed in the womb, God knew me.
Yes,
he sanctified me and affirmed me. Now I have favor on my life to sustain me. I am destined for greatness. I'm so glad that my Jesus wants me to be more than a conqueror. I'm so glad that he wants me to be all that I can be. I'm so glad that he lifted me out of darkness. I'm so glad that he gave me purpose. I'm so glad that he called me. I'm so glad and I'm so grateful that he did not quit on the way to the cross. I'm so glad that he had the courage to endure suffering. I'm so glad that my Lord loved me so much that he saw fit to die on the cross.